Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is the only radio program in the world focusing on art song, that combination of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano. Tonight's program celebrates the birthday of Claude Debussy, born 22nd August 1862. We'll hear some of his haunting melody, as well as some of his other sins, all from his mature years, so that you'll hear the vast difference between his youthful songwriting and the last decade of his life. Let's hear one of the tuneful early works called Nuit d'Étoiles, Night of Stars. You can go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins for the translations of tonight's poetry. That was the youthful Debussy song called Nuit d'Étoiles, Night of Stars, performed by Véronique Jean, soprano, with Roger Vignoles, piano. Certainly a beautiful song from Debussy's 18th year, 1880. But on this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll be focusing on the songs and other sins Debussy wrote after 1904. From his second set of Fêtes Galantes, we'll hear Les Ingénues. I like the last words. The beauties whispered such sweet nothings that our soul trembles ever since, bewildered. But remember, you can follow along with the translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. We'll hear this melody set to the words of Paul Verlaine, twice. One of the singers is French, the other American. Can you guess which is which?
Les hauts talons luttaient avec les longues jupes, en sorte que, selon le terrain et le vent, parfois luisaient des bas de jambes, trop souvent interceptés. Et nous aimions ce jeu de dupes, parfois aussi le dard d'un insecte jaloux, inquiétait le col des belles sous les branches, et c'était des éclairs soudain de nuque blanche, et ce régal comblait nos jeunes yeux de faux. Équivoque d'automne, les belles se pendant rêveuses à nos bras, dirent alors des mots si spécieux, tout bas, que notre
recordings of Debussy's 1904 Les Ingénues. Could you guess which singer was French? We started the set with the American mezzo-soprano Jan de Gaetani with Gilbert Kalish piano. The second was a classic recording from 1947 with Gérard Souzé baritone and Jacqueline Bonneau piano. Let's move to the second mélodie of this set, the Debussy called Fête Galante. It's called Le Faun. An old terracotta faun laughs in the center of the lawn, foreseeing a bad time that will follow the serene moments that have led me and you to this fleeting hour that whirls to the beat of little drums. In the first 1936 vintage recording, you'll hear that the sound of the drums is achieved by putting some paper in the strings of the piano. Again, your ears will guess which of the following two singers performs the Verlaine poetry so well that you know that he or she is French.
Cuite, rit au centre des boulins gras. Présageant sans doute une suite mauvaise à ses instants sera. Cette heure dont la fuite tournoie au son de tambourin.
You're listening to the Singing in Other Sins Debussy Birthday Special. We just heard two performances of Le Faun. Were you able to discern which of the two sang the French poem in their native language? Well, you're right. The second singer, baritone Bernard Crisson, was singing in his native language. His pianist in that live 1962 radio broadcast was Jean-Charles Richard. The first singer, Maggie Tate, spoke English, but made a specialty of French songs. Her pianist was the Frenchman Alfred Cortot, best known as a famous piano soloist who collaborated with very few singers. Let's hear a rare recording of a little remembrance that Maggie Tate has of working with Debussy in 1904 for his opera Pelléas et Mélisande.
It was at the age of 18, very small and slight, I found myself on Debussy's doorstep with the score of Pelléas under my arm. I rang the bell and was shown into the salon. He walked straight across the room to a little upright piano and sat down. Not once did he even so much as glance at me, but I had a good look at him. He seemed tall, thick, and heavy, and he slouched rather than walked. He had a black beard and a square head covered with black hair. It struck me he had almost an Oriental look, though I was told that he was born in Marseille. All this I took in as he sat at the piano without even moving. There seemed to be hours of silence. At last he turned round. Vous êtes Mademoiselle Maggie Tate? Oui, monsieur. Silence. Mais êtes-vous Mademoiselle Maggie Tate de l'Opéra Comique? Oui, monsieur. He didn't believe it. Une autre anglaise? Mon Dieu. Mary Garton had been the first Mélisande, a Scotswoman. Now another, because we were really both Scotswomen. Ah, well. And so Mademoiselle Tate, Écossaise, became an instrument in his hand. He said to me, I will have Mélisande as I want her. I was only too ready to agree. As a teacher, he was pedantic. That's the only word, really pedantic. He never wasted any words. In fact, in 9 months, he said hardly as many words to me. You may wonder what happened if he wanted to correct me. Well, he didn't, except in small details now and then. Once at a rehearsal of Pelléas, when the conductor pulled me up, he said, Laissez-faire Mademoiselle Tate. Leave her alone. That may sound as if it was a remarkable tribute to me, but it was really a tribute to Mozart. For 2 years, I'd been studying Mozart with Dereschke, so I simply sang Debussy as I would Mozart. You see, to sing Mozart in the true style, you must be, so to speak, pedantic. You must observe exact note values. This was ingrained in me. Perhaps Debussy had not heard his music sung like this before. It is not easy to describe the impact of Debussy's character on me. He was such a many-sided character. Altogether, my impression of him was of a man obsessed.
That was a 1940s interview with Maggie Tate remembering working with Debussy, the birthday boy of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. Let's hear the final song of his Fête Galante of 1904. This is Colloque Sentimental. Two ghosts walk by, and the first asks if the other remembers their former ecstatic times. The second replies, no. And other negative answers like, why would I want to remember? The two walk off, and only the night heard their words. Notice how the spare piano part sets the ghostly scene. You can follow the Verlaine words at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Remember to try to identify which of the following recordings is sung by a Frenchman.
notre extase ancienne. Pourquoi voulez-vous donc qu'il m'en souvienne? Ton cœur bat-il toujours à mon seul nom? Te souvient-il de notre extase ancienne?
Qu'il était bleu le ciel.
cachait dans les avoines folles.
Two performances of Debussy's Colloque Sentimental, both baritones, which was The Frenchman. It was the second, François Leroux. His pianist was Noël Lee. The first singer was the Englishman, Christopher Maltman, with Malcolm Martineau piano. Now on this Singing and Other Sins birthday special, it's time for a Debussy instrumental work, also from his mature years. This is a portion of his ballet, Jeu, composed in 1913 for the famous Diaghilev Ballet and its principal dancer, Nijinsky. A tennis ball is thrown into a park at twilight. The young man watches two girls play and he flirts. A second ball tossed onto the court disrupts their play and they vanish. Jukka-Pekka Saraste conducted the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra in a portion of Debussy's ballet, Je. This is Singing Another Sin, so let's return to Debussy's mature art songs, or Mélodies. Let's hear the next three songs as the set that Debussy had in mind. The title is Le Promenoir des Deux Amants, The Walk of the Two Lovers. And this is the first time we're hearing a poet other than Verlaine. The writer is Tristan Lhermitte. And the first song, La Grotte, the Grotto, offers in a few bars the limpid sound world of Debussy's opera Pelléas et Mélisande. Close to this dark cave in which one breathes such sweet air, water struggles with the pebbles, and light with the shade. The second song sings intimate exchanges of affection made far from the prying gaze of onlookers. Take my advice, dear Climene, wait for evening. Let us sit on the edge of this fountain, where even the breath of the god of the breezes is struck with amazement at your rosy cheeks, and his perfumed breath, exhaled over our path, mixes with your sweet breath. And the final song, Je tremble en voyant ton visage, I tremble upon seeing your face, which might seem to be just flirtatious, reveals the wistful shadow of experience. The mature narrator realizes that the beauty of the loved one might be wasted on the young. The final words are, let me drink from your hands if the water doesn't melt the purity of snow. The elaborate, contrived wonder of these poems is best enjoyed by following the translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing-and-other-sins.
Respire un air si doux. Privilège, me mettre au-dessus.
Though the soprano, Irma Colassi, was Greek, she spent many years in Paris and spoke and sang French as any native. You heard her now in the three Debussy songs that make up Le Promenoir des Deux Amants. In this excellent live radio broadcast of 1959 with pianist André Collard. Let's have another instrumental interlude before we hear this set of songs again performed by Suzanne Danko. We'll hear the lively finale from his cello sonata, one of Debussy's final compositions. That was the finale from Debussy's cello sonata in a live performance with Misha Majsky cello and Martha Argerich piano. Thanks as always to Dennis Moore for his help with these instrumental selections. Now, as promised, a second chance to hear Debussy's Le Promenoir des Deux Amants with Suzanne Danko, soprano, recorded in her prime in 1950. I'll tell you a bit about her since her name may not be well known to you. Danko was born and brought up in Brussels, supported by the Queen of the Belgians, working with the best teachers available. She sang opera, Mozart, Stravinsky, even Butterfly, but her legendary status rests on the impeccable taste with which she used her clear-voiced soprano in the melody of Fauré and especially Debussy. So sit back now and enjoy the three intimate songs of Le Promenoir des Deux Amants, one of Debussy's greatest mature works.
Sur notre chemin
soprano Suzanne Dunkel with pianist Guido Agosti in Debussy's Le Promenoir des Deux Amants, recorded in 1950. You've been listening to the Singing and Other Sins Debussy Birthday Special, focusing on his mature works. Please leave your suggestions and comments at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you can find the link to hear previous Singing and Other Sins programs. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.